Every refugee has a story. For Osama, his began when he fled his government-besieged town in southern Syria.
At 5 a.m., tanks stormed the Shahadat Alley Square. And started immediately to shoot, and never stopped.
Their harrowing escape was more difficult because of the special needs of several family members. Osama's sister has Down syndrome. His aunt is mute. His uncle cannot walk. His grandmother takes care of them all. They found food and shelter in Jordan, but they're desperate for a wheelchair.
They just gave us the trailer, and my uncle, he needs other things. He can only sit. He can't go to the bathroom.
The demands are known all too well. Andrew Harper is with the UN's refugee agency.
It's an issue of not only addressing the needs of the thousands of people that come across the border seeking that protection and assistance inside Jordan, but it's also looking after the extremely vulnerable population that we've got in the camp.
Neighboring countries have been generous with contributions, but distribution remains a problem. There's also widespread theft, with donated goods showing up in the black markets at the camp. Colonel Zahar Abu Shahab is the camp's director.
This camp is now the fifth large city in Jordan. So we're facing, as any society, criminal acts.
Guards say they're scared to venture into the camp alone. Osama's family feels relatively safe in their trailer, which offers more protection than the tents. But as grateful as they are, Osama's grandmother finds life here overwhelming and wants to return to Syria. She says it's her homeland, and if she could leave tomorrow to go back, she would. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Zaatari Refugee Camp, Jordan.